This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. I'm all hopped up tonight. I have more on the death of everything. That's a really fun theme. It's a good... What, Chris? I think it's a good theme. I think it is. It's maybe not a feel-good theme, but it's a good theme. Not everything can be feel-good, like the Anti-Communist Manifesto, which is available now for presale. What, Chris? At jessekellybook.com, it's available for presale. You have to let people know or they don't know. It's only the second greatest book ever. Sorry, Jesus. The second greatest book ever. I almost misspoke there. All right, a couple emails before I get back to the phones and the death of everything. Hi, Jesse. I'm listening to your rant about the woke NFL, and I agree. Have you considered being a horse racing fan? The horses aren't woke at all. It takes place in Kentucky. That's from Eric. I went to a horse race once. That's where I got the green, lime green seersucker suit. It's a famous suit at this point in time. It's famous because, well, I wear it a lot of places now, and the wife is horrified, but whenever I get a chance, I wear it. It's amazing how airy seersucker is. I'll tell you though, we did it wrong when we went to the horse races. I'll get back to the phone calls here in a second and the death of everything. But we were living in DC at the time. Remember when I got done losing two congressional races, I moved to DC for a year. In DC, I believe it's called the Gold Cup. Look that up, boys. I think that's what it's called. It's a big deal back there. A horse race called the Gold Cup. And I'd never been to a horse race, but it always looks fun. Everyone's always yelling and having fun and cheering. We decided we were going to go to this thing, and one of my buddies who used to live in D.C. said, yeah, it is the Gold Cup, Michael? All right, it is the Gold Cup. It is the Gold Cup. And one of my buddies who used to live in D.C. said, hey, you should go to this horse race. And I said, okay, but money's a little tight, because remember, we were dead broke there. Money's really tight. And he said, no, there's this tour bus. You show up at some place in D.C., everyone gets on, it's really fun. You take the tour bus with everyone else out to the race. I think, okay, your bus travel is generally not great. I've sadly had to do it a few times in my life, but it's okay to be fun. I show up. Yeah, that's exactly right, Michael. I was too old. I was probably 28, 29, 30 at the time, so not old. But I show up, and it turns out this tour bus that my buddy remembered so fondly, it was the one he took when he was in college there. In a fraternity there. I showed up and I was the oldest person by several years on the bus. Everybody was blasted drunk, but me and the wife. And that was on the way there. On the way back, people are screaming, singing, peeing, puking. It was one of the worst experiences of my life. That said, I did love the race itself. And I totally want to go to the Kentucky Derby in some big horse races and put on fancy clothes. And I'm going to have a corncob pipe. I'm not going to smoke anything, but I'm going to have a corncob pipe for effect and all that stuff. Oh, you know what? No, I am going to smoke something. I got to put tobacco in there because I have to blow the smoke rings out there. I don't know if I'll be able to blow smoke rings, but look, if Dome can do it, anyone can do it. I'm going to blow some smoke rings out there. So I want to get into horse racing. That's not a bad idea. I don't know that it's ever going to replace football, but... All right, let's focus here. David, Oregon, what are you doing with your $1 billion?
Hey, Jesse, I've been thinking about this a couple of years. I got a good one. But first, can we do some business? Can you feed the bar for my anti-communist Pure Talk phone?
Oh, my gosh, of course, for Pure Talk. Oh, feels good. Go ahead, David.
All right. So I want to put on a big outdoor concert, have a bunch of big-name bands, go out and screen some unemployed people and homeless people, and bring them in there, have haircuts, shoes, clothes, a big job fair, and get these people taken care of and have a big party.
Okay. Do we want the homeless people at our concert? You notice I've already invited myself to our concert, and I'm not against homeless people, but are we worried about the smell or anything?
Well, that's why we're screening them, but we'll have showers, too. But we don't want, you know, homeless people. We want people who want a better life.
Ah, I got you. Okay, you know what? I support it. I'll be there. It's concert time, baby. Mosh pit. Of course, you end up in a mosh pit with some poor homeless guy who hasn't eaten, and you end up running him over and feeling bad. Oh, no, I gave him a concussion instead of a job, and that I can see this going bad quickly. But anyway, it's okay. All right, we're going to make fun of Don Lemon in a second, so don't be too uncomfortable. William in Florida, go.
I would take all my family members, and I would buy an island in the middle of nowhere, and I would take them all there and get away from all these crazy, crazy liberals, and that's what I would do. And I was in the Navy for 24 years, so thank you for serving as well. I was a Navy chief for 24 years. I was on the island Diego Garcia, and it was the best 14 months of my life, man.
My man, Semper Fi. I love the private island. If I was a billionaire, I would build a private island, and I would have some, only not like a lame one. Where you know how they go build the, see, this is what I'm talking about, why billionaires don't have any fun. They get a private island, and they'll put just a nice house on there. Dude, it's your island. Why not have like a siege towers or something like that? I would have the sickest bunker that would go deep down into the bed of the ocean. I'd have a pond with crocodiles in it that I would feed, well, pedophiles to or something, somebody, whatever. It'd be sweet. What, Chris? Yeah, kind of like Dr. Evil. Yes, I'd do it in a volcano. 100% yes. That's how that's supposed to be done. But all these rich people, they get so lame. You get a private island, and then it's, we brought in an architect and built something nice. Dude, build a castle. Who doesn't want a medieval castle? Hey, how sick would that look on a private island? You come up, and there's some medieval castle coming out of the sky, and then I'd have real cannons in there, and I'd have people, man the cannons, or whatever they said whenever the cannons come, and there are boats coming by, and boom, you could fire off the cannons at the boats. Gosh, that's awesome. Mike, what are you doing with your $1 billion?
I'm going to spend it on cocaine and hookers, and then I'm going to waste the rest.
That's my man. Joe in Florida, go.
Hey, I would house and feed homeless veterans. I would send a letter to the federal government telling them I did it, why couldn't you? And then I would start businesses that I would only hire older white men, and I would not sell any goods or services to any minority or leftist group.
What, you're not going to sell any goods to minorities? Why?
General principles.
Joe, I don't think your business is going to do very well, buddy. I don't think your business is going to do very well. See, this is the problem. But look, you know what? Let's talk about this for a second. This is what happens in a society like this when you have the cultural Marxists agitating for race all the time. They agitate and they agitate and they agitate. And don't get me wrong, I think Joe should be allowed to start a business and serve only who he wants. I'm a huge believer in discrimination. Discriminate against anybody. But you'd go out of business, probably. The free market would probably determine, I don't want to shop there. So he'd go out of business. But when you endlessly agitate for race, when everything is this and it's, and it's, here's the black section on Amazon, and it's the black national anthem, and oh, we have the U.S. of gay, let's do the gay flag, do we have enough gay, it's got to be gay. And when everything is an endless division and creating tension between people, these people mad at these people, we deserve special treatment for this, we deserve that,
Well, what's going to happen? You're going to see it in the future. I actually totally understand what he was saying. I get what he's saying, general principle, because I'm hearing a lot more of this. I'm hearing a lot more of the, well, screw them. Well, screw them. Well, I'll keep to my own. There's a lot of that now. It's creating tension everywhere. There's going to be some kind of a white backlash for all this endless agitation, right? It's inevitable. People will only take so much. It's coming. 877-377-4373. Maybe it's coming for Don Lemon. That's a fun story. Talk about that and then get back to your billionaire calls right as soon as I tell you about the idiot dog that I have because someone wanted to know. Jesse, can't help but ask why the name Fred for your pooch. Anyway, guys goes on to tell me the names of his dog. He said he'd never heard the name Fred. Said he's addicted to the show. That's a good thing. Okay, I didn't name the stupid dog. I didn't want the stupid dog. I wanted the boys to have a dog, and the wife wanted them to have a dog, and she talked me into having a dog, and it turned out we found one that my oldest son could be around because of that hair pet allergy. And so we go get this stupid golden doodle, and now he's just this big fluffy idiot who is constantly asking for attention. The second I get home tonight, he's going to come throw himself on me again, idiot. Anyway, I didn't name the dog. The kids named the dog because only the boys would think of the name Fred for a freaking dog. So that's how he got the name. At least he doesn't puke anymore. Thank you, Rough Greens. Courtesy of Rough Greens, the nutritional supplement we pour on his breakfast every single morning. Fred doesn't have an upset stomach anymore because, of course, I would get the only dog in the world with anxiety disorders and things like that who pukes up everything. But he doesn't do that anymore. He's actually going to stick around longer. And I have Rough Greens to thank for that. So thank you, Rough Greens. If you would like your puppy to be a little healthier, go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Roughgreens.com/Jesse.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you, you can email the show your love, your hate, your death threats. Everything can be emailed to jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The death of everything. Don Lemon got his job at CNN because he's black and gay. How do I know this? Because he's so bad at TV. I've explained this before a long time ago, but it's been a long time, and I realize we have about 8 trillion new listeners, so let me explain this, then we'll get back to these calls about what we're going to do with your $1 billion. In TV, you know I do a TV show every night to 9 o'clock Eastern on the first TV. You can watch it on DirecTV and whatnot. Anyway, in TV, TV's different than radio. In radio, and I love this about radio. Radio, it's every single segment matters a lot. Why? Because most people don't sit down and listen. It's a 3-hour show. They're like 2 hours if you listen to the podcast or something like that. People don't sit down and listen for that long, most people. Not some do, but most don't. Normally, I'd say half the listeners, you have them for about 20 minutes. They're in the car, on the way to work, picking up school, but whatever. Got them for about 20 minutes. So you have to make sure every single segment is one that you like, one that you're happy with, proud of. That's why I just aimlessly ramble. Anyway, that's radio. With TV, it's not that way. TV... When you watch a TV show, any kind of a cable news show, whatever you watch, CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, the first TV, which you should be watching every night, anyway, whatever. Whatever you watch, you should understand what you're watching. The open of the show is called the A block. That's the A block. And then they go to commercial. Then the second one's the B block and C block and so on and so forth. All right, so that's how they do it. They front load the show and it goes in order of importance. For what they think is most important, what they think you will watch the most. The open of a TV show, of a cable news show, always has the most eyes. And slowly but surely, no matter what, it's just the way it goes, the eyes go down as the show goes on. All right? Most important thing is first, second most important thing is second, so on and so forth. Don Lemon had a major primetime show on CNN, which is a big deal. I know we mock CNN, but it's still a big deal. And he was so bad at his job that they used to have Chris Cuomo stay over after he finished his show, which was right before Lemon's. He would stay over and do Don Lemon's A block with him. essentially telling Don Lemon, this is the most important part of the show, and you suck so bad, you suck so hard, that you need help. That we have to bring in help. You need training wheels, because we can't afford to just let you doofus do the open of your own show. You realize what an insult that is? Honestly, if the first called me right now while I'm on the air, hey, Jesse, I probably wouldn't answer, to be honest, if I'm on the air, but they call when I'm off the air. And they said, hey, Jesse, just a heads up. You know how we brought Liz Wheeler onto the first? Hey, we're gonna have Liz start staying over for just the A block of your show, just so she can do your A block with you. That would essentially be like telling me you suck and you really need to quit. It's that big of an insult. So Don Lemon sucked it up there and eventually got so bad he got moved to CNN This Morning. Headline, CNN This Morning is the network's lowest rated morning show in a decade. The death of everything. And that's what's crazy. We're not just talking about some small jerkwater college campus. These are major corporations, governments, billions, trillions at stake, lives at stake. And yet they still make decisions based on diversity. And no matter how much it kills them and how much it kills Don Lemon, I don't know what that guy has to do to get fired. But apparently he's black enough and gay enough, so they're just going to keep moving him around like a game of musical chairs to find out which show he's going to suck it up on the most. The death of everything. Not quite as important as that new group of diversity hire pilots out there and surgeons, but still just another great example of exactly what we're talking about. All right. Mike in Mississippi, go.
I'm buying controlling interest in Premier Network, and I'm making Jesse Kelly come to work every day, baby. So get ready to work.
You know what, Mike? I have been at work every single day. With the exception of Christmas vacation, I have been at work every day. Oh, okay, there was one day last week. Well, that wasn't anything I can do about it. There hasn't been a day this week, Chris. It's Monday. There's been one day since Christmas time I haven't been here. One day. See, this is not right how y'all treat me. Johnny, Jersey, go.
You already fed the bar for the Pure Talk, so give me the cock. Or no, give yourself the cock.
We took it off. We had the cock in the shop, and then we took it off because we never used it. I don't have the cock anymore. I had the cannon and a couple other things. There's no more cock. I'm sorry, Johnny. Go on. We're cockless.
I do two things. First, I take my two adult sons over to Rio de Janeiro, Monaco, and Amsterdam and party along the way. Secondly, I'd staff up my band and road crew, get a couple of buses and a truck, and play live music in every little town we could over the course of 4 or 5 years or until it got old.
Taking your sons to Rio de Janeiro and Amsterdam. Johnny must have a different relationship with his sons than I have with mine. Raymond in Indiana, go!
Jesse, I'm going to make the world a better place. I'm going to pay moms with newborn boys to name their boys Jesse. And if they have girls, it'll have to be Jessica. But wait, there's more. If the child, if the newborn child is red-haired, they got to name it Chris.
That's so perfect. Yes, I like his idea the most. We are going to be back, 877-377-4373, with more of what you would do with a billion. But I'll tell you one thing you should do now, since you don't have a billion and neither do I. Call Done For You Real Estate, so we don't all get wiped out in the market again this year. And remember, things you can touch and feel, that home that Done For You Real Estate will find for you. They'll line up the financing for you, handle the closing. They'll even handle the rental process. You don't do anything, hence the name. That house, it's always going to have value. Even at the outbreak of World War III, the Great Depression Part II, the house still holds value. Go to doneforyoujesse.com and start protecting your money, all right? Doneforyoujesse.com. Don't forget it. We are going to be back with more of what you do with your billions, but first, what do we make of yet another thing shot out of the sky? Good grief. Hang on.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, reminding you if you missed any part of the show, you can catch the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. Now, before I get back to your billionaire calls, I want to do a couple emails, and we got to do these things that are shot down, because I have something I need to say. I talked a long time ago, and I've talked several times since, about us losing trust in our institutions and how dangerous that is. And the elites don't treat it as if it's dangerous at all. They don't do anything to try to earn the trust back. Whenever the CDC screws up, they double down, they triple down, they threaten. All of our institutions, they're all this way now. They've lost our trust, huge percentages of the country. None of them have made any effort to get it back. And I keep warning that it will end a nation if that doesn't change. Because you have to, just as a human being, you have to rely on certain institutions. Again, to go back to this hypothetical 100-person village that you and I both live in, out in the outback somewhere, even a small village would have institutions. We would have somebody who is in charge of, let's say, intelligence gathering. What's the other tribe doing next door? Are they angry? Are they hostile? Are the animals on the move? As being a member of that village, I need to be able to trust that what that person tells me is true. And if we get to a place where I don't trust him anymore, and I think whatever he tells me is not true, how do we continue? Where do we go from there? The guy who's in charge of the drinking water in the village. Hey, Jesse, drinking water's good to go. You and the fam, go down, clean it up with the bucket. What if I don't trust him? What if he's lost my trust? How do we go on? Societies, this is how they worked. You don't trust your institutions anymore. I don't trust our institutions anymore. It's going to come with dire consequences. And the system doesn't seem to wrap its mind around that. They think they can scold and lecture and shame and censor their way back to trust. But that's not how trust works. Trust must be earned. For instance, headline. Military shoots down unidentified flying object over Lake Huron. Huron, by the way, very cool Indian tribe. If you're into Indian tribes, as I very much am, very cool Indian tribe. Didn't get the best publicity with that movie, Last of the Mohicans, which is a sweet movie, but really, really cool Indian tribe, even though, yes, they did burn people alive. But anyway, Lake Huron, they shoot something down. They've been shooting things down all over the place now. Alaska, Canada, Lake Huron. And what's happening? What are you seeing out there right now? And maybe you're just now tuning into the news, but if you've been watching all day or paying attention or you've been on social media today, you know what you've seen a ton of theories about what it is. What was it? Is it Chinese? Was it Russia? Was it actually aliens? I bet it was one of ours. I bet they didn't even shoot down anything. I bet it was this. I bet it was that. Could be Venezuela. Could be Iran. We don't. Why? Why are there all these different theories? And look, I'm sure somebody's correct. I don't know what's right and what's wrong, but why are there all these theories? Well, because we don't trust anything they tell us. And that has become a very, very, very big problem, because I want you to just walk with me here for a second. What if we do go into World War III, which we've been talking about a lot lately, and I pray to God that doesn't happen, and I'm not telling you that's some inevitable thing, but it's the drums are beating for sure, slowly, but the things you're seeing right now, that's kind of how these things get rolling. What if there is one? I want you to imagine this. There was just one thing shot down over Lake Huron, and nobody believes the official story. Or I should say, at least half the country doesn't believe it. We think they're lying about this, or covering up this, or lying about that, understandably. Now expand that to a world war. And I'm not talking about some global war on terror conflict where we're bombing the daylights out of some power that isn't as technologically advanced as ours. I'm talking about a real big boy near peer opponent. That's what I'm talking about. What would you believe? Would you believe anything? Think how crazy that is. See, it's more real now, isn't it? Now, do you think about what the loss of trust in your institutions means? World War III breaks out, and the Biden administration tomorrow, they show up and they say, we have lost an aircraft carrier, but it was not shot down by the Chinese. There was it hit something in the middle of the ocean and went down. Now, what if that was true? What if it wasn't true? You wouldn't believe them. You wouldn't believe anything they said about anything. Why? Because they've all been lying all the time. This is the problem, a problem that actually hasn't been fully realized yet. They cost all the trust. They gave up all their trust we had in them once Trump got elected and we saw how they treated him. And then once COVID came, those were really the two fatal shots for trust in our institutions. So now the trust is gone. But what we have not experienced yet, and we will, is the real cost of that. There will be a real cost. There will be a real cost to the American people, understandably, not believing a word that comes from their institutions. Not the CDC, not the media, not the government, not the FBI, not the Pentagon, but we won't believe a word of it. Now think how that goes. Think how that would have been in World War II. They've landed on the beaches of France. What a great day! And instead of the whole nation celebrating, woohoo, foothold in France, Normandy, baby. Instead, 60% of the country. Oh yeah, right. We probably didn't even land in France. Yeah, all right, it's probably staged. Oh, you guys are lying. They're probably lying about all of it. That's the country we have now. The leader, you haven't done that. They've done that. Think about what that means, how crazy that is. Now, think about how crazy that is and have fun sleeping at night unless you have a MyPillow 2.0. Because that's the only chance you have at going to sleep now. Because everything I just said is true. But thankfully, MyPillow 2.0 combines the same MyPillow filler as before with temperature-regulating threads so you don't wake up with ear sweat. Yes, I've woken up with ear sweat before. Don't judge me. And they're buy one, get one free for a limited time. It's because they just came out, all right? Go to MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, buy one, get one free on the great new MyPillow 2.0. Will you be able to take your MyPillow 2.0 to combat with you once you get drafted into World War III? I don't know. I'm hoping Mike Lindell is going to come up with a travel version of it that'll hopefully fit in our packs so we can at least sleep well while we're out there dying for nothing. But MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse, buy one, get one free. All right. What would you do with $1 billion? Dan, Pennsylvania, go.
Yeah, man, I would buy the baddest ass tour bus that I could ever afford with that dollars, and I'd buy me a big bass boat and a beer truck, and me and my buddies would go fishing all over this great country.
Gosh, that's such a fantastic answer. And you know what? Credit to Dan for staying with the theme of it. That is what I'm talking about. Something sick you would do with $1 billion. I'm buying that nuclear silo we saw that one time, Chris, from that guy in Kansas. Remember, it was like $600,000 or something. It was a lot of money. We can't afford it. But I'm buying that nuclear silo, and I'm going to have that thing so tricked out and sweet. gosh, it's going to be great. I might put actual nukes in there. I'm a billionaire. I'll bribe somebody. What, Chris? How would I get them? How could I get nukes? If the freaking Chinese can get them, I can get them. All right, I know people, Chris. I'll get nukes. Don't tell me I can't have nukes. Jonathan, Tennessee, go.
I would buy every house in Nancy Pelosi's neighborhood, and I would paint Donald Trump's face over every single house.
That's a great call. Now, that's a great call. All right. We're going to get, there's one more little tidbit about that shoot down of the unidentified flying object under over Lake Huron. There's another part of it that you should probably know. And honestly, I thought about not even telling you because it's so bad, but it's important that everybody knows. Oh my gosh. Well, all right, I'll tell you that thing, and then we get to emails, and I'll try to finish up these calls, and then headlines I didn't get to, and I realize that's a lot to get to, but shut up, Chris. We can do it. Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You know, I was talking about the death of everything earlier, and I was talking about pilots bringing it all home. And my buddy Chris Rufo just posted something. Columbia University, maybe you've heard of it, one of the elite universities in America. At their graduation ceremony, they're currently talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion. The death of everything. Now, I brought this up to you before. Allow me to bring it up to you again. Your medical institutions are dying too, and they're dying quickly, if not already dead. It's very, very difficult to find good medical care now in this country. It is really important that you and I, and I'm speaking more to myself than you, honestly, that you and I take care of our health. Better care than we have before. Why? Because we've had an entire life where we can go to the doctor when something's wrong. We are quickly getting to, if not, we're already at a place where that's not the case at all, and you're going to have to treat yourself or just try to avoid the doctors for the best. Stay healthy. Work out, all right? Drink water. When I say work out, I'm not some workout freak. Go for a walk, all right? Do some push-ups, whatever. Work out. Lift weights. Eat a little better, Jesse. I'm talking to me here. Eat a little better. I'm getting better. I have a long way. I need to go a long way. But the more I see from our medical community, the more I am convinced I need to stay the heck away from doctors in this country. Hey, look, when I tell you to get your levels checked, that's what you need to use them for. Go get your levels checked, by the way. Check your blood pressure, check your cholesterol stuff, check your testosterone levels. And then once you get those things back, find natural solutions to them. Chalk is right there for you. I tell you, I think maybe I've cheated you a little bit. I tell you all the time about the male vitality stack, but that's because that's what I take. Or the female vitality stack. It's because so many of our female listeners, that's what they've taken. But there are more products for more ailments or things or imbalances on Chalk than you can possibly count, and they're all natural. Not only are they hardcore anti-communists, they're natural herbal supplements. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, gets you 35% off every subscription, no matter what you subscribe to. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse, all right? Here's a little tidbit. That thing we shot down over Lake Huron, we missed with the first missile. We shot a Sidewinder missile at it. And not only did we miss, they don't know where the missile is. That seems like that might be a pretty important thing to track down, I would say. Hey, Mom, check out this log. Do we still need firewood? I think that it's probably important to find the Sidewinder missile. But again, this is along the same theme. The death of everything. Is this because we had diversity hire pilots, diversity hire people in charge? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe so. But in the future, as we watch everything rot around us, just know it all came from the whole country focusing on what didn't matter. Not you, but all the leaders out there. All right, we're going to churn and burn through these things. Churn and burn. Sean, Mississippi, go.
If I had $1 billion, the first thing I'd do is change your website so the studio line and the please call us match.
Well, no. What number's on the website?
1-8-8-7-3-7-7-4-3-7-3, and then your other number is 1-8-7-7. So I've been calling your studio and getting this number's disconnected or no longer in service.
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
So I'd call IT immediately.
That's so embarrassing. Chris, can we fix the phone number on the website? That's so unprofessional. And this is a professional show, as you well know. Bruce, Boston, go.
Well, I can't believe I'm actually on your show, and I feel like a millionaire as I am, but I would donate quite a few million dollars to the St. Jude's Hospital. I would take a bunch of people that I know that never been around fishing, take them fishing, go swimming with dolphins, and I'd have quite a few veterans with me as well. And thank you.
Not bad. Not too bad. All right. Now, let's, you know what? Let me do one more here. Eddie, Tennessee, go.
Yeah, I would buy my own town, make sure I become the mayor. Then I would buy me a ginormous refrigerator and fill it full of all the most extravagant, expensive ice cream. Then I would pass laws that are so draconian that nobody likes them and break them all myself. And then when the public gets mad at me, I would have somebody break in my house and whack my spouse on the head with a blunt object and blame it on them.
That's so brilliant. That's also known as Clintoning. That's what all that stuff is known as. Jesse, I've always wondered how large naval vessels aren't more susceptible to attacks. They can't quickly evade. They move slowly. In an era where weapons have more or less worldwide range, how are they protected? There's a lot of different answers to this, but I will tell you this. This is something that we get confused about. I know I do. We assign too much expertise to the enemy and technology and everything today. This is what we think. And honestly, I have moments where I think like this too. We think to ourselves, China knows everything. China sees everything. And we think about that, about our own technology too. They know everything with their satellites and the wiretapping, and they see everything and they know everything. But that's not necessarily true. Ships, I don't think people, it's impossible to fully explain how big the ocean is. Wrap your mind around this. The Japanese fleet in Pearl Harbor, the one that came and got us in Pearl Harbor, you know they sailed from the north side of Japan, right? They sailed across the entire Pacific Ocean and arrived in Hawaii undetected. The ocean is huge. That is a huge reason why these ships are safer than they should be. Now, because of missile technology and things like that, that's changing a little bit today. But either way, that's why ships are safer than they used to be. All right, one more. Joaquin, Pennsylvania, go.
Jesse Kelly, I would pay to be your co-host, okay? And this is one of the reasons why, I mean, you're the oracle, okay? But however, every now and then I do think that you get some things wrong, and I'd love to be able to say, Jesse, look, you're wrong about this, or Jesse, you forgot something.
Joaquin, is this about the cheese balls earlier? I gave everybody a 10 cheese ball quota. No. What am I wrong about? That's right on the money.
All right, listen, no, this whole thing about the globalist agenda, you know, you always say communist with emphasis. See, they've assigned to us Nazi and fascist, which has more bite to it. And unfortunately, yes, though they're using the communists, it's the globalist agenda at the end that we're really up against. That's one thing.
Joaquin, let me ask you something. Let me ask you something. Hold on. Let me ask you something. Have you ever seen the bust that sits on the shelf of the king of the globalist agenda, Klaus Schwab, World Economic Forum? Have you ever seen the bust he keeps on the shelf in his office?
No, I have not.
You know who it is? Vladimir Lenin. It's Vladimir Lenin. We talk about, I've had people yell before about, oh, you need to call them globalists. Globalists and communists are the same thing. Communism, remember, from the very beginning, it was workers of the world unite. And the Soviet Union, as soon as the Russian Revolution was over, like 5 minutes after it was over, they started attacking Europe. They were luckily stopped right away in Poland, but they were coming for all of it. It has always been. Communism has never been worker this or worker that. It's always been the elites trying to crush all of us and seize control as this cabal of the entire planet. Globalism and communism are identical. You can use them interchangeably because they're the same. That's why. All right. Let's get to headlines I didn't get to.
And now.
Here's a headline.
By the, go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
I'm just kidding. I went too late for headlines. Sorry about that. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.